Live Music Sundays at Finkelshore Park in Bath wrapped up this past weekend with performances by the Trevor Walsh Group and Tiny Horse. There was also a pumpkin carving contest for families. This was the fifth year of Live Music Sundays in Bath. Organizer Bon Evans spoke about the highlights from the weekend.
We've never had Trevor Walsh Group or Tiny Horse out performing at the park yet. So it was really great having both of those bands come out and perform. Tiny Horse, their epic following that they have was like 10, 20 feet away from the stage, right up close. Which most of the shows that we have out there, people are maybe even 50, 60 feet back because they all sit down in chairs and lawn chairs throughout the park. But this one, Tiny Horse had a crowd right up front singing along for everything. And then Trevor Walsh played for the remainder of the day while people were still carving pumpkins.
With temperatures dropping now at the end of October, Evans noted how a good crowd can make everyone feel warm.
Some days, like, we have between 100 and 200 out there sometimes. But even a crowd of 50 is really warming for a musician when you're performing. If there's some people out there, it really does make it that much different.
Evans explained how they got all the pumpkins for the event.
We were really lucky that we got a donation from a farm called Thorpe Farms, and they donated about 40 pumpkins to us. So we ended up having about, 10 or 15 of those carved by families and friends and people who pop by. The rest of them we donated towards Fast Freddy's gas station in our local community, which anybody who walks up there right now can just grab a pumpkin for free. And so that's kind of a nice little addition to add on there at the end.
Looking ahead to next year, Evans noted what Live Music Sundays has in store.
Next season, we're going to definitely kick it off with a bang right at the start. We're going to organize some new bands that haven't performed again. We always like seeing new people perform out there.
Evans hopes to see more familiar and new faces from the community.
The only one thing that I hope is that people come out to it, really. I always can organize, great musicians that come out and perform. But if it's a cold day, then people are like, I'm staying home and bundled up.
Winners of the pumpkin carving contest will be announced later this week. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.